So before we start, I want to clarify that there are three different agencies involved in this case in some way. The prisoner escaped here in Howard County. So the search is a Howard County investigation. He was in the custody of Wicomico County Detention Center guards at the time of the escape. So there are going to be some Washoe County Detention Center guards at the time of the escape. So there are going to be some questions that you might have that I won't be able to answer for you, and I'll have to refer you back to the detention center in Wicomico County. He also is currently serving an extended sentence in a detention center in Delaware, and that's where he currently has been housed for some period of time. I also don't have information about his Delaware charges or his reasons for incarceration there in great detail. I can give you what I know. So let's talk about the incident that happened here first. At around 9:40 this morning, a van arrived here at this location in Howard County, Clifton T. Perkins Psychiatric Hospital. The van was from Wicomico County Detention Center, and inside were two guards and a prisoner named David M. Watson. A guard opened the door after the van stopped in the parking lot, and Watson, who was the only occupant, pushed the guard to the ground and ran into the woods. We did find handcuffs and a waist chain on the scene. It's unconfirmed at this time whether or not he was wearing leg shackles when he was secured. At about 9:46, we got a call into Howard County Police that there'd been an escape. We initiated a search, which is now assisted by Maryland State Police and Anne Arundel County Police. That includes canines, helicopters. We've got officers in uniform and in plain clothes in a very, very wide perimeter in the area. Again, the prisoner's name is David M. Watson. He's described as a white male, 28 years old. He was last seen running into a wooded area near Dorsey Run Road. He was wearing all white clothing. And we did find a couple of articles of clothing in the woods. So we can't confirm for sure what he may be wearing at this time. There have been no sightings of him since the escape occurred.